Well, we're at the live room again, and this time it's Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, thanks for having us on.
And this is the last one of your tour at the moment in England?
Yeah, this is it. We did 10 shows in maybe about 12 days, and so headed home tomorrow.
And looking at your website, you've got quite a lot more coming up, a lot of gigs in the States and Canada.
Well, we try to stay busy. So we're going to Canada. Yeah, as soon as we get home, we'll get ready for the Northern Lights Festival in Sudbury, Ontario. And we always love going to Ontario. A lot of fans there. And then we'll take a little bit of a break in the middle of July. And then we'll be hitting the road again. We got a couple of gigs at home and then going back to Canada, to Alberta. Which, when you say you're going to Canada, you have to, you're talking about the second largest country in the world. So it's like, well, where are you going in Canada? You know, so Alberta's, you know, probably 3 or 4 days drive from Ontario. And but that we're going there in August.
We were very interested to hear that you come from Carborough, because we had Mandolin Orange visiting here a few months ago, and we realized that reading about Carborough, there's some certain similarities with here, and I guess it's meant a lot to you with having worked in Weaver's Market and so forth. How are things in Carborough these days?
Oh, Carborough's great. I love that little town. And yeah, Mandolin Orange is just one of the best things to come out of that area in a long time. Andrew's also a great producer. He's been producing records for people the past few years. Great ear for arranging, and yeah, love him.
I get the sense that you're quite a cooperative musician. You've worked with a number of different people, different bands, you know, produced albums in different places and so forth. As you get a sense of being part of a tradition, you know, you step on the conveyor and you're handing on things to other people.
Yeah, I mean, especially in traditional music or just roots music, I think collaboration is important. Part of not just part of a scene, but part of a tradition and part of almost a single voice, so that when people tune in to roots music, I think they expect there to be a bit more of a conversation than there is with rock and roll or commercial country or any of the more commercial genres. I almost compare it to literary fiction. Mm-hmm. Or when you go to literary fiction, you expect a little bit more than just a sort of a thrilling story. You expect to maybe learn a little bit about life, or to be affected emotionally in a different way, a deeper way, maybe.
And it sounds as though you put quite a lot of thought into your writing in order to be part of that tradition. So we're quite fascinated that you talk about the hours, the days, the weeks, the months it takes to produce a song.
Yeah, some songs take a couple of hours. Some take a few years. You know, whatever it takes. I don't know. I just keep working on things, but the you know, the literary tradition and the sort of the roots music tradition, they're related in that you do have that the source material to work from, so you can go back hundreds of years and study the great songs that have lasted that long and learn things from them and incorporate them into your works. And sometimes that raises the bar. But then sometimes I find exactly what I'm looking for, and it helps me to get where I need to go.
And it mentions you were a Gulf War veteran. Were you doing music before you were in the army? And
I've always played music. I always played music and sang. I grew up in the Southern Baptist Church, so I mean, even if there was no music in my house, I would have been singing every Wednesday and Sunday morning and Sunday night. But there was music in my house. My mother played the piano for the church. My brother played guitar. I had uncles who played guitar, played bluegrass and blues. My mother's sisters sang harmonies together. So I don't really know when I started playing music or singing. It's just something that's always been around.
But the songwriting, did that come later? What got you into that?
You know, I was kind of an accidental songwriter for a long time, until maybe my late 20s, or even later. Really, I didn't know that there was a genre called singer-songwriter, or that songwriter was, I didn't think about songwriter as an occupation, although I was writing my own material. But until I went to, I started playing old time and bluegrass music and sort of then started writing my own material based on that tradition. And then I went to the Kerrville Folk Festival in Kerrville, Texas. And that's when I really got turned on to a very deep songwriting scene. That, you know, when you think about American songwriters, when I think about American songwriters, the people who really inspire me are those Texas songwriters, Lyle Lovett and Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt, and all the way back to Buddy Holly and Waylon Jennings and people like that. I don't really know why that culture is so deep there, but it really is, especially in the Hill Country.
We really enjoy learning from the people that we interview, and that's been a learning point for me, reading about what you'd mentioned about Kerrville, and I hadn't really known about that folk festival, and it sounds like it's a very special one.
It is. What's so special about it? To me, what's so special about it is not what's on stage, but after the main stage or during the day, people circle up and they play songs, and people bring their songs to the festival, not even professionals, but the guy who's an air conditioner repairman from Wisconsin, he brings his songs, and the professionals are listening to the amateurs, and the amateurs are listening to the professionals, and people get better every year, and between all of us, we inspire each other, and we discover the truth within our own songs and within each other's songs. And it's sort of it's a level playing field out there. The best songwriters in the world will be out there around campfires, along with, like I said, just amateur songwriters who bring their best to the festival.
And have you found that feel, that campfire feeling, if you like, in any other countries where you've had time to be at festivals, or is the touring a bit too intense to allow that?
Usually, yeah, the touring is a little intense for that, but usually at festivals in the summer. If I'm hired for a festival, I don't like to just fly in and play the gig and then fly out. I like to show up and be there for the whole festival and meet people and understand the community a little bit, and then get that experience of sitting around a campfire or sitting around in a circle with people and playing songs and hearing their songs. And there's different scenes that have different things going on in the Northeast. The songwriting scene is very different from the songwriting scene, say, in the Hill Country of Texas versus the songwriting scene in the Pacific Northwest versus the songwriting scene in the Southeast. They have different flavors, and there's different things to be learned from them.
Can you tell us about the history of the Pickup Cowboys? Is there a band? And now?
Yes, it was Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. It was Johnny Wakin and his best friend, Paul Ford, and they played music together since their early 20s, I guess, 20-some years. And we worked together for about 6 years, and we've made an album together it hasn't been released yet, it's done. And we're working on the release plan. But the cellist who played with us, lifelong bass player who picked up the cello, Paul Ford, he was diagnosed with brain cancer in October of 2015. And he lived just a little longer than a year. But after he had brain surgery to remove the tumor, and then he never really played again with us.
I've been reading your Monday reports, and they've always got a picture of a flower in or something. They're really entertaining. So do you enjoy doing that? Does that then do you include them in your songwriting? I suppose they'll help.
Maybe. I think writing for me is a practice. It's almost like going to church where, you know, whatever your spiritual thing is, or if you do yoga for a spiritual reason, whatever, it's not like you know what you're going to get out of that session that day, but it's just a practice. So writing the Monday report, telling people what's going on with me on the road, and having certain writing practices, it just helps my writing in general, I think, and it helps me to mine my life and my travels and the people that I meet and the situations that I see, to mine those things for material that may be used years from now. I don't know. But I know if I didn't write it down, it would be lost.
When you're at home, you've got a wife and have you children as well. What do you do when you're just relaxing at home?
I'm a gardener. and a musician, and that's pretty much what I do. I'm working on a treehouse right now. That's fun. Yeah, I've got one boy. He's 7 years old, and he's a handful, and he's a lot of fun. And we go out riding bikes together, and he's very interested in trains. So we get out to see trains. Now he's interested in roller coasters, and I think it's just an extension of trains. It's just like kind of an extreme train experience for him. So we're going to find some roller coasters this summer.
We hope all will go well with you in the months and years until maybe you come back here again, and we'll look out for new releases. So you've mentioned the one. Is that the one called Mother Tongue, or is that another?
Mother Tongue was the last one, so Pick Up Cowboy is the name of the next record.
Right.
And we're just working on the release plan. Right now, talking to labels and trying to figure out the best way to get it out to the world.
Well, folk coming and listening to you tonight, hopefully you'll get some people buying your CDs here and putting their name on your email list.
We love the fans. We love meeting new fans, for sure. And the UK's been really good to us this time.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Jonathan.
Thank you.